Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shen Tao from ABS Global Sustainability. First, thank you again, Capital Link, for having me here to share some thoughts with all of you about the new energy landscape and exploring the current trend and see what is industry heading to.The IMO has set the target for the industry to achieve net zero emission by around 2050. The energy landscape for shipping is undergoing profound changes. It's expected a more dynamic circumstance we'll see in the next decade due to the uncertainty of the supply chain disruption.And also, we need to think about a critical factor, which is the regulatory development. Now, let's take a look at the future energy mix for shipping. This was done by ABS earlier this year. The clear trend we are seeing is that the fast decline of oil-based fuel use, the percentageof the traditional fossil fuel in the fuel mix is forecast to drop from over 90% in 2023 to around 15% in 2050. Today, LNG, a dominant alternative fuel for shipping, is regaining its moment as a choice for new building projects. From long term, LNG use will gradually grow, and there might be a slow decrease after 2040. Methanol, following LNG, represents the second major choice for alternative fuels because of its potential of greenhouse gas reduction by 80 to 90% depending on production.Pathways. Another rising choice is ammonia as a carbon-free fuel. It's projected that biofuel will be continuing gaining share. However, the total proportion in the fuel mix may maximum about 5 to 6% for a long time. So in order to balance the demand and supply for biofuel, so one of the critical factor efforts.For the industry is to find new feedstocks for biofuel production. So according to the data published by the IMO in 2023, the three major ship segments, tankers, containers, and bulk carriers, are still significant rely on traditional fossil fuels. We are surprised that HFO represents 65 to 75%in the fuel mix, and alternative fuels only account for less than 1%. It is still challenging to reach the target of 5% by 2030. The consumption of alternative fuel was about 1.2 million tons in 2023. LNG accounts for more than 60%, and biofuel close to 1/3.From the regulatory perspective, CII is the only indicator that reflects the carbon emission performance for an individual vessel. So, in such a fuel landscape, how did the global fleet perform in 2023? We are saying that more than 70% of the global fleet are rated as A, B, C, and less than 20% fell into D and E.If we look into three major ship segments, specifically, container ships performed the best, only 17% of them fell into D and E. Now, you learned that even though we are burning a great amount of fossil fuel, we are still performing very well in terms of CII. And the question is now, shall we continue to do like this? The short answer is no. We observed that the share of dual fuel order book for new building ships has reached over than 40%, excluding gas carrier. For these new orders, LNG represents 66%, followed by methanol at 26%. This data tells us the ship industry is already on the journey heading to a low carbon future, and the journey is like a marathon. We need to have our strategy to get to the finish line. First, to understand how your vessels perform and compare them to each other. Second, think holistically about your option, including operational changes, new technologies, and alternative fuels on your existing vessel and future fleet. Finally, you will come up with your unique strategy and implement it. The so-called three-step approach for the decarbonization journey will assist you to achieve the short, mid, and long-term goals. For example, in the short term, biofuel can be a commercially viable option for existing ships to improve the emission performance, especially for the older ones. In the mid term, when the green fuel supply has been scaled up, retrofit of existing fleets to burn new fuels would be more economically practical. Finally, we will see a wide adoption of carbon neutral fuels for achieving the long-term goals. Like methanol and ammonia, all these trends are based on the assumption that IMO will finally adopt a solid global fuel standard for us to follow. There was a lot of discussions yesterday and this morning. And the industry urges IMO to move faster in order to shorten the period of regulatory uncertainty. However, we can have some pre-practice under the EU regulation, Fuel EU. This table shows that if you continue to use traditional fossil fuel, the fuel cost will be increased by 20% in 5 years and almost doubled in 15 years. This is called fuel EU penalty. If you choose to embrace alternative fuels with lower life cycle GHG emissions, for example, LNG and blended biofuel, you will no need to pay penalty for the coming 10 to 15 years. Of course, the lower of the GHG emissions of the fuel, the higher of the price. So we need to think about the balance between the fuel cost and the regulatory compliance. The good news is that EU allow us to share the compliance surplus from the green fuel powered vessels with the other ones which are powered by traditional fuels. This mechanism is called a pooling. We have mentioned this in the previous panel. So when the average GHG emission level of the pool is lower than the required value, then no one will need to pay penalty. With the decrease in GHG intensity, one low carbon vessel can balance an increasing number of traditional fuel vessels. Decarbonization is a long journey, but tackling the challenges alongside us, the future energy landscape will be shaped depending on the regulatory developments and the pathways we may take. From a macro perspective, we must clearly understand that the future trends, energy transition, is a key to achieve our target. there is no need to embrace, there is a must to embrace new fields and new technologies. But from a micro perspective, we must clearly understand that there is no universal solution for each individual. Every company is unique. So take your own pace and you will finally get the finish line of success. Thank you.